This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. This weekend, a group of self-appointed border watchers is converging on southern Arizona to look for illegal immigrants. The group's members call themselves the Minutemen. They say they're not troublemakers, just concerned citizens fed up with the federal government's inability to seal the border with Mexico. As the Minutemen head to Arizona, U.S. officials are trying to show that they can do more. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
In an aircraft hangar at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson, the Department of Homeland Security announced the second phase of the Arizona Border Control Initiative, or ABC. 534 more permanent Border Patrol agents, 23 more aircraft, increased prosecution of immigrant smugglers, and more cooperation between federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies. Phase one of the ABC began last year. It increased the number of agents along the Arizona border to more than 2,000. The Border Patrol says it's been a success, and the new effort will build upon that success. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Robert Bonner says the border will be secure eventually.
But it's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to be easy. The flood of illegal aliens across the Arizona border did not start overnight.
But critics say the government's effort is sluggish and ineffective. Some of those critics plan to gather in Tombstone on Friday, then fan out along the border as part of the month-long Minutemen project. The government says it's pure coincidence that its announcement came 2 days before the project begins. Minutemen organizers say they will help the Border Patrol by spotting and reporting any illegal crossers they see. The Border Patrol says it doesn't want the help. There have been a number of vigilante efforts like the Minutemen since the late 1970s. Those efforts have been small, but this time there's a new tool to spread the word, the Internet. Minutemen organizers say they've screened more than 1,000 law-abiding volunteers on their website. But rumors have been flying that white supremacists will show up, on the other side that the notorious Salvadoran MS-13 gang will seek revenge, that immigrant or drug smugglers will tangle with the Minutemen. So far, it's all speculation. But if the expected media turnout is any indication, there'll be plenty of witnesses to whatever happens. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.